Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Now from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio. Tom Ackerman.
Don't know if you saw Saturday Night Live last night, SNL, but Caitlin Clark made an appearance, and it was really funny. I can't, if I played it on the air, it's not as funny because you need to see the reaction of Michael Che when she steps on the set because he has famously taken a couple of shots at women's basketball in their segment, and she just came in and tore him up, roasted him. And wrote some jokes that roasted him as well. She was really good. But I thought the most poignant thing was something that she said at the end. She said, thanks to all the great players like Cheryl Swoops, Lisa Leslie, Cynthia Cooper, the great Dawn Staley, and my basketball hero, Maya Moore. Caitlin Clark said, these are the women that kicked down the door so I could walk inside. So I want to thank them tonight for laying the foundation. That is class. From Caitlin Clark, who... we'll hear all kinds of noise, I think, heading into this WNBA draft, and it is going to be up to her to live up to these expectations. But you know what? She's already done it. I mean, she's already made herself one of the greatest college basketball players of all time, and now she will go to the Indiana Fever with the number one pick. They'll make that official. And folks here in St. Louis and the surrounding area, it's a very short drive to go see her. So she'll remain in the Midwest, and it's going to be fun to see her develop and to see the women's basketball experience continue to flourish. Now she has opened the door for others, and so has Angel Reese, and so have many players like on South Carolina continue to. But let's make no mistake about it. She kicked down the door herself for this sport, which – I think we'll continue right here in this area. I mean, you talk about opening our eyes to great talent, but also a great sport. Women's basketball is a lot of fun. I know I've been harping on it for years, being able to call the games for St. Louis University on the women's side. I am telling you, if you want a great value, go see the SLU women. They win, and they win championships. They won the A-10 championship last year. They won the WNIT this year. Who knows? They continue to get talent. Rebecca Tillett, you may have to try to keep her. I mean, they are really special. And now Peyton Kennedy is coming back to play for them, and she can light it up from the outside and inside. Really good team. So I hope that people do continue to pay attention to the women's game. Myself, I coach girls basketball. Seventh grade girls just finished my third year coaching, and I get it. I mean, I understand how special this game is when you get out there and watch players feel free, and knowing that people have set the stage for girls basketball, women's basketball, that these girls growing up don't know any different. They know that you can become a millionaire playing this game as a woman. And I think that that is an incredible thing. And so I watch now this game, women's basketball, take another step. I think that it will. And I think what it needs is resources. It needs money. It needs proper placement on networks. It needs the best broadcasters, the best venues, the best time slots. Continue to feed it. And who knows who the next Caitlin Clark is, who the next Angel Reese is. I don't know. But they're coming, because now you have girls who are playing this game who know that it's out there for them, that the door is open, so to speak, as Caitlin said. We have a lot to do today on Sports on a Sunday Morning. We've already completed 1 hour. I mean, we did a lot last hour, Tyler. We had Ollie Marmol, the Cardinals manager, with us at 10:15. You can listen to it. Go back on the Odyssey app. I thought he broke down everything quite well yesterday. Look, Ollie and the Cardinals have their detractors right now. They've got to show that they can take this thing to the finish line. John Mozeliak will be with us in 20 minutes to discuss that and more. At 10:30, Dan Reardon, for his first of two visits from the Masters. He will be with us from the final round of the Masters. Sunday at the Masters doesn't get any better than that. He joins us at 11:45. His first visit was at 10:30. We had Hall of Famer Bernie Federko with us. He joined us last hour from Enterprise Center as the Blues are set to take on the Kraken at the top of the hour. They'll play at noon. Yes, the playoffs are out of the picture for them, but trying to build for the 24-25 season, it starts right now. And we'll be joined in just a few minutes by Lutz Vandensteel, sporting director for St. Louis City SC. It is a game day in St. Louis for City. They are taking on Austin at 3:45 on Y98 FM. Last time you will have Cardinals, Blues, City, Battlehawks all playing on the same day. Here's the schedule again. At 1:35, Scotty Scheffler and Colin Morikawa will tee off in the final round of the Masters. At 3:10, the first pitch will be thrown by former Cardinal Zach Gallen against the Cardinals for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Just before that, though, at 2 o'clock, the Battlehawks will be playing at San Antonio. And at 3:45 on Y98, it's City against Austin. A lot going on, and we are all over it with a noon face-off for the Blues and the Kraken. You can go back and listen to the Federko interview. And on top of that, we got into the portal with Josh Schertz, the head coach of the Billikens, visited for an hour with Bob Ramsey and me, and you can hear that full interview on KMOX.com as well. We're all over the place. When we come back, Lutz Vandensteel joins us from City Park. I'm Tom Ackerman, Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX.
Local. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
News and
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. We are sponsored by Graybar.
Here with Indiana Vasilev, player of many positions for St. Louis City SC. You can do it all. I mean, now you've got that splint on. You could probably, it's like a glove. You could probably do Roman Berkey's job.
Definitely not as good as he can do his job, especially lately. It's pretty much the whole season.
He's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's the best goalkeeper in the league, and it's not even close. But we're super blessed, super grateful to have him on our team.
Okay, got to ask, what's the word on the stash? Is there a story?
I know. I mean, right now it's looking a little bit overgrown. So I need to...
You got to twirl it more.
I need to twirl it more, keep it a little bit more manicured a little bit. But I have it because my sister does not like mustaches whatsoever. So maybe it's a grudge dash because she doesn't like it. She says she likes it. When I was first starting to grow it out, she said, Indy, I don't like it at all. And I was like, you know what? Perfect reason to keep a mustache, you know, is just to spite my sister, whom I love so much. But
Indiana Vasilev with our Gen C. It's always fun to see what's coming out of City Park. Joining us is the sporting director of City, Lutz Fahnenstiel. I know he's a big fan of Indy Vasilev. How are you, Lutz?
I'm good. You're talking about Abraham Lincoln Vasilev. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of his mustache, to be honest, but I'm a big fan of him as a player.
Yeah, I know you are, and he complimented Roman Berkey as well. City taking on Austin today. Good matchup today, Lutz. Looking forward to it. What do you think? What is your preview of these two going head-to-head at 3:45 at City Park?
Oh, we know the team very well. We just played them not too long ago away in Austin. You know, that's one thing. The next one is we know that they are in good shape, in good form. They just won the last two home games they had, so they actually jumped us in the table as well. Definitely an interesting game. It's for us another one. If you're looking at the table, look at all the results from yesterday. If you get 3 points, you know, we are right back up there in the mix. A draw, obviously, how's he playing too often, or a loss doesn't really bring us anything. So it's a home game. It's a game we want to win. It's a game we have to push, but we have a few injuries to deal with, and that's something, you know, we have to look at as well. But definitely a great day of football, beautiful weather. I think another sellout crowd coming, and we can't wait.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. It's going to be incredible. They're already down there loosening up, if you will. I think that if you look at this game from a technical standpoint against Dallas, like you said, when you're playing in those dangerous areas like you have and you're putting heat on the other team, that's a good thing. And the momentum has to be carried. Eventually, you're going to cash in on those. It's almost like the opposite of last year where you were getting those goals. You were lighting up the scoreboard against opponents.
Yeah, last year we had 3 chances and scored 3 goals or 2 goals. This year we have 6 or 7 and only score 1 or none. And that's probably the difference from the playing style, from the stats, from the chances we create. There is not that much difference. But, you know, the opposition, they also have a better match plan. We're not anymore the new kids on the block. They know how to deal with us. They're trying to create something which makes us stressed, obviously, especially playing at home, by being deeper, by not giving us a lot of time on the ball and not a lot of spaces. And that's something which is normal in year 2 and in year 3. So we just have to be aware of that, find solutions, create chances. But then again, believe what we do and just finish them.
I'm hearing good vibes about Leuven and about Nielsen, for that matter, that they're feeling good and they are ready to go. How do you see it?
Yeah, you know, after a cracked rib or a fractured rib, I mean, it's always a bit of a pain factor, but I think Joachim deals well with it. Center backs usually have a bit of a lower pain tolerance than a winger. And for Edu, you know, I think he still needs a little bit. It's not 100% ready, but yeah, definitely just the presence of both of them in the trainings week definitely lifted up the spirits. You know, there is lots of experience, lots of knowledge of the game, and especially for the younger players, that's two figures where they can learn a lot from.
And what do we know about Yaro and Blom, for that matter, two players that will be out for a little while?
Yeah, they will watch the game today and support us. You know, they both have muscle injuries, something which is normal, which happens. last year we were super lucky with injuries. There was not too many apart from Klaus being out for quite some time and Edu on a shorter while. We didn't really have any injuries where we had players missing. This year it's a different story, but that's happening in professional football. You know, I rather have them now than towards the end of the season or towards playoff time. So we just have to deal with that. We have a squad of not just 11 players, but we have 24, 25 players. And then it's always a great reason for the guys who are not always starting to step up to show what they can do and be available and make the coach's selection even difficult.
Klaus had 7 shots, if I recall, against Dallas. It doesn't seem like... Well, I mean, I can't get inside his head. I'm sure it can be frustrating, but he seems still the confident Klaus that we know, and he's always looming, isn't he, against the opposition?
Yeah, you know, with Klaus, I think it's a simple case. You know, you just can't let it get too much into your head because you start to doubt yourself. It's about finish that one. I think then the floodgates will open up and he will score his goals. As you said, the most important part is that he gets the chances, that he's in the right spots. And, you know, I don't believe in good luck or bad luck at all. I think that's something which is overrated. You just have to do what you believe in. And we all believe in Klaus that he will take a chance or two. And I have, for some reason, you can call me tomorrow and tell me if I was right or wrong. For some reason, I have a very good feeling that Klaus will score today.
I like it on that one. I like it. What are these days like for you? It's rare that I get to talk to you on a game day. A lot of your games are on Saturday. Here we are on Sunday, and you play a day game at 3:45. The Masters is going on today, and those players who are on the leaderboard often say that it's not sleeping the night before, it's the wait until they tee off in the afternoon. What is the wait like for you, Lutz, from this morning until this game? Do you get antsy?
You know, I mean, I have my routines, which are very interesting. So I actually changed it today a little bit because I had to. But for me, it's important to spend some really interesting times with conversations to figure out certain things. Obviously, to also still talk to the coaches, be in touch with the players. But it's definitely a different vibe for a Sunday. You know, usually a Saturday evening game, you have the whole morning to still watch some Bundesliga games or whatever. You're basically trying to kill the time before kickoff, being productive, but it's tough. Now it's a different story. You wake up and the game is just around the corner. So a bit of a different schedule. I still do what I usually do. It's all about scoring. It's all about thinking. And we are definitely all have a different kind of preparation today than we normally have on a Saturday evening game.
We really look forward to listening to this. It's going to be on Y98 at 3:45 this afternoon with Joey Zanaboni, Dale Schilly, and Jen Cease on the call, and Lutz Pfannensteel in the house at City Park. Thank you for these visits. Really appreciate it. Good luck today.
Thank you so much.
Great to visit with Lutz, always, on KMOX. Lionel Messi scored his 5th goal and added an assist, and Luis Suarez tapped in the winner in the 71st minute. Inter Miami topped Sporting KC 3-2 yesterday, third largest crowd in MLS regular season history, 72,610 at Arrowhead Stadium to see Messi. They weren't disappointed. He was phenomenal. He delivered passes. He created scoring chances. He was all over the place. Diego Gomez also scored for Inter Miami. That was in Kansas City yesterday. Messi will not be coming to St. Louis this year, but St. Louis will be going to Messi. They're going to be going down to Miami. Technically, Fort Lauderdale is where they play, and they'll be going down there a little bit later this season. The Champions League quarterfinals are certainly living up to their billing. 18 goals, talking points aplenty. All 4 matchups still very much alive heading into the second legs. Real Madrid drew 3-3 with defending champion Manchester City. Bayern Munich was held 2-2 at Arsenal. Barcelona won 3-2 at PSG. So there's a lot going on there among those. We have the Masters going on. We have the NBA. Now, I know we don't talk a lot of NBA on this show, but their NBA regular season should be nuts today. The last game of the year, there's still playoff spots up for grabs. Oklahoma City, Minnesota, Denver all have a shot at number 1 in the West, all of them. Every seed from number 2 to number 8 is up for grabs in the Eastern Conference. So today's slate, all 30 teams playing in the NBA will see 9 seeds get decided. 3 first-round playoff matchups determined. 3 play-in matchups will be set as well, all today. Something else we don't talk about enough on sports on a Sunday morning, but I have found it is extremely popular, especially with our producer, Drew Young. Light heavyweight champion Alex Pereira knocked out top-ranked challenger Jamahal Hill at 3:14 of the first round in UFC 300. Pereira dropped Hill to the canvas with a straight left hand and then pounded him, and the referee, Herb Dean, stepped in to stop the fight, giving the Brazilian the victory. When we come back, we're going to visit with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, of the St. Louis Cardinals. Back after this on...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
11:32 on this Masters Sunday. Dan Reardon will be joining us from Augusta in just a bit at 11:45. Right now, we are joined in his normal slot. The Cardinals president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, is with us. John, good morning and thanks as always.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just been catching up on the Cardinals and night by night following this team, and it has been a season of just kind of, you know, hanging in, wouldn't you say? I mean, this has been a tough schedule. You've been dealt some injuries. Your pitchers are doing that very thing, actually. They are giving you an opportunity to win games. I would start with that your starters are, I think, where you wanted them to be.
No, I definitely think there's, you know, a lot of positives in regard to that. You know, clearly you want to find ways to win baseball games. And in the end, that's how you're judged. But, you know, I feel like right now we find ourselves in every game, which is encouraging. I mean, there were times last year where you just didn't really feel like you always had that sort of optimism or belief that you were going to have a chance to win. You know, last night was a tough one. You know, it was a good baseball game, but just on the wrong end of it. And I think from a, you know, pitching standpoint, our rotation is going to continue to get better. Obviously, adding Sonny Gray this past week and allowing him to go deeper into a game, I think, is going to be helpful as well. Bullpen's been strong. So just from a pure pitching side, it's, you know, that's encouraging. You know, and just want to find ways to get our offense really going. And, you know, I think that's going to be something that's going to be important. I think getting new Lars back, new bar is going to be helpful. And, you know, I think, you know, speaking with Ollie yesterday, you know, certainly feel like we have the right pieces. Now we just got to let them go and start playing and getting into their normal routines. But, you know, getting the guys on the corners going is certainly going to be helpful as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you have a couple of MVP candidates, which you do, in Goldschmidt and Arenado, not to mention Wilson Contreras, you know what he can do on any given day. Those are three really good ones. What do you see there? I mean, Goldie had a couple hits yesterday. Arenado launched one to the moon on Friday and it looked like he had to feel good there. He got all of that one. What do you see there out of your big boys?
Yeah, I definitely think in Nolan's case, a little bit of pressing in the sense of like he so desperately wants to contribute and you know, at a very high level. So I think there was just some frustration with him. And obviously when he unloaded on that pitch the other night, it was probably a massive sigh of relief. So, you know, getting those guys going is important. I think in Goldie's case, you know, he's just still working on his timing and hopefully gets to a place where he feels comfortable in the box. You know, these guys are almost like scientists. They know exactly, you know, how they feel, when they feel right. And, you know, he's certainly working at trying to get to that level and get back to where he knows he's going to be a, you know, middle of the order type hitter. You know, one guy that really stands out too, just from an offensive standpoint, you mentioned catching, but you know, Herrera is really swinging the bat well and, you know, taking really good at bats. And so, you know, trying to get him into the lineup from time to time too is going to be where you'll see maybe Contreras DH is, I think, going to be a welcoming thing for us too.
Yeah, you want to get them at bats. You want to get them reps. I agree. Herrera looks like a hitter. He certainly does. And these young guys, you throw him in that group with Gorman and Walker and Wynn, and certainly Victor Scott has welcomed himself into that group. You're talking about a young core that's growing with these veterans, specifically looking at Mason Wynn. He has, again, shown that he can hit big league pitching. That must be encouraging to you. Did you see that coming?
Well, you know, I will say as he was coming up, he would always have that sort of learning curve. In other words, he'd struggle when he first got to a level, and then over time he would surpass the level. And so I really feel like last year when we were able to bring him up to the big leagues, he was allowed to have some growing pains then. And I think now you're starting to see someone that's getting more and more comfortable in his role. And I really think the key thing for him is don't try to do too much offensively. In other words, you know, don't look for power yet. I mean, just putting the ball in play, being smart, knowing to hit behind runners, that type of thing is something that, you know, will pay big dividends along the way. And so, but you can tell like this guy oozes confidence. He's certainly feeling a lot more comfortable in the box than he did a year ago. And that's great to see.
Definitely. You also have, just to mention one more hitter, Alec Burleson hits the ball hard. Now he can hit it into places where a glove isn't. I mean, eventually it was going to turn for him. What do you see out of Burley?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at a guy like that, the bat-to-ball skill's real. Now he needs some good luck. I think, like, you know, one of the things when you look at a guy that just, you know, tends to hit into bad luck, it can be frustrating. And I think sometimes you see that with him, but you got to, every time you get an opportunity, just take advantage of it and keep doing what you're good at. And that's making hard contact.
Do you feel good defensively about this club? I mean, it looks to me like you have some outfielders who can go catch the ball. Now Jordan Walker's starting to show that ability.
Yeah, it was great to see how he's been playing defensively. You know, I think that just builds confidence when you're able to do that. Clearly, you know, we can put a really strong defensive outfield out there if we want. It's just trying to determine, like, you know, the push-pull on offense. But, you know, ultimately, I think from a defensive standpoint, we've done a better job this year early on. Still a lot of baseball left, but definitely encouraged of what we're seeing from our defense.
There is. I talked to Ollie last hour, and I can hear it in his voice. He feels really good about this team, and I asked him about the difference between last year and this year at this time. He said it's not even close. I mean, how do you feel about last year's team? Obviously, it wasn't a great start, but compared to what you have this year?
Yeah, it's just a lot. Like I think for guys like us that are around it a lot, the vibe's just different. Last year, expectations were high, obviously, and we got off to that disappointing start and really never got back on track. This is a club right now with, I think, sort of a, you know, a very balanced roster in the sense of you have veterans, young guys, and I feel they are gelling and they're getting along, and there's just a much different vibe downstairs in that clubhouse, and that's great to see. And so I think the veteran guys we brought in helped really sort of like change how we think about our day-to-day. And that's been, you know, I think a really good thing. And hopefully, you know, it translates into more wins. But, you know, ultimately I do feel like when you're just around this team, it definitely feels different than it did a year ago.
You have not been one to complain about scheduling, so I know you're probably not going to start now, but you're also a big picture guy. I would imagine that you know what's coming, that if you could just get through this schedule, I mean, you're going out west again, you can get home. It looks to me, I look at this schedule, it's going to be a little more favorable for you, and not only geographically, but just to be able to be home.
Yeah, I think like a lot of people always ask me about like, you know, about the schedule and like, you know, how brutal it is. But the reality is like, we're all playing the same schedule basically. Yeah. And it's, you know, just be patient, and in time, it's going to be in a better place for us. And there's probably a pretty good argument that if you can get some of these West Coast trips out of the way early, in the end, it may help you. Now, I know we finished the season on the West Coast, so it's like, it's hard to avoid it. But the reality is, I think if we can get through April with our, you know, just treading water around 500, then I think there's a chance you could see this team start moving in a very upward direction.
Last thing before we go, and I appreciate your time very much. Just injury updates, if you would. I'll bunch them into pitchers and position players. Let's start with Edmund, Carlson, and Carpenter. How are we looking there on those three?
Let's start with Carlson and Edmund. Both are cleared to begin swinging. So those progressions will start to move forward. And in terms of like when we might see them, I think, you know, this is a pretty important week to see this, how they respond and what steps we can take forward. And then with regard to Carp, you know, everything I'm hearing on him right now is good. He didn't feel like he did something dramatic or that's going to put him out a long time. He was smart. He pulled the plug. And so hopefully he can start swinging the bat some point this week and have a pretty quick return.
You lost Keenan Middleton early in spring training, Drew Rahm at the end of spring training, and Riley O'Brien at the beginning of the year. How are those three bullpen pieces going?
I would say we're taking it slow. Obviously, you know, when we signed Middleton, we really wanted, we were really excited about it in the sense of like, here's a guy that can pitch seventh, eighth, or ninth, you know, so, you know, these are baby steps to get him back, but hopefully that happens. O'Brien, when I spoke with his rehab, Matt, on Friday, he basically just pointed out that like he's still feeling a little something, but hopefully by Monday or Tuesday he can take his next steps in his throwing program. So I think those guys are on the right path. Rahm's a little slower, and we're just gonna have to be patient. Shoulders can be tricky, and so we'll see where this goes.
Thank you for this. Appreciate your time as always. Have a great Sunday and good luck today down in Arizona.
All right, thank you.
John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, always kind enough to join us with all the information on these Sunday mornings. It's 11:42. When we come back, we go back to Augusta. Dan Reardon, let's get into this leaderboard on this great sports day. All the Cardinals, Blues, Battlehawks, and City information has been laid out there. All the pro teams are playing today. Let's talk Masters with Dan Reardon next.
Broadcast. Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Always great to be with Dan Reardon, our senior golf editor at KMOX, who has covered the Masters for a number of years. Dan, well, I want to start with this. Vern Lundquist is calling his final Masters for CBS. What a gentleman, what a talent, and what a staple in these broadcasts. Certainly will be missed, although I know we're going to hear him from time to time, I'm sure, doing something.
Well, and I think the interesting thing about Lundquist is not only does he have signature calls at the Masters, but he has signature calls at the NCAA tournament as well. Vern has had moments in other areas. He has a knack for coming up with exactly the right phrase or statement at a moment. That, and that's a gift, you know. That's a lot of guys today will script in advance. If they anticipate, you know, somebody setting a record, they'll script in advance. In fact, as good as Jim Nantz is, he is already scripted based on who's going to win this championship, what he's going to say when that moment comes. Lundqvist did that, I think, pretty much spontaneously.
It's well said. I think that Nantz is a different type of broadcaster. I think that he has a warmth about him. He's like the perfect host slash play-by-play man. He just brings a mood to the entirety of the broadcast. But make no mistake about it, when you go to 16 and Vern Lundqvist is watching overhead, it is special. And his moment of calling Jack Nicklaus's putt or Tiger Woods' chip that dropped or whatever it may be, it has been captured. It is incredible. Dan, you have been going to Augusta for a number of years. Let's reset what you said at 10:30 earlier in the show. Conditions ideal, weather warm. Who does this favor? Anybody in this final group?
That's a hard question to answer. I would say, you know, We know that the history is that the winner generally comes out of the last four players on the golf course. Out of the last four players, you know, Scottie Scheffler is clearly the best player in the world these days, number one, with a pretty good separation between him and the next players. I guess I would say the thing that works in to Scheffler's advantage is he's such a great scrambler. But when he has been the most impressive, and the question I asked him on Friday, I guess it was, he has such great distance control. And so today, with as firm as these greens are, the ability to put the ball in the fairway, and I know people look at the golf course and they think rough, that's rough. We don't call that rough, but that prevents them from spinning the ball. And so I think I said earlier, Scheffler has not hit a lot of fairways over the first 3 days. I think he needs to find fairways. And if he finds fairways, and then we have that distance control come into his play. And I, you know, even Tiger in his great years, I don't know that I remember a player put so many approach shots so close to the cup as Scotty is able to do when he's on. So that's the person I think will be favorite. If he gets it in the fairway, he will be way more dangerous than anybody on the board. By contrast, Morikawa has been a par machine. I mean, he has played brilliant golf. As I said, 8 through 16, he hasn't had a bogey over 4 days. He's had 6 birdies in that stretch. So if he gets to that point in the round, he's not giving anything back. And these guys play to their personality, not that they know what they've done. There's just a comfort level that takes place with them. And by the way, in Scheffler's case, his nemesis has been 7. He hasn't hit a fairway or a green there over the first 3 days.
Wow. What a fun team teeing off at 125. Max Homa and Ludvig Åberg, two players who are chasing down a major and two players that I really enjoy watching. Don't you, Dan?
Oh, absolutely. And the amazing thing about Åberg is he's playing in his first major, and people don't realize he's still – short of 1 year of being a professional. You know, he was on the European Ryder Cup team without ever having won a tournament or even played as a pro. So, I mean, the potential of this young man, and he's lived up to the billing. You know, it's not that he's won these events, but he's been there and been that way. Homa, of all the strange rounds that people have played this week at Augusta, yesterday his round has to be one of the strangest. He had 17 pars and one bogey. I mean, it wasn't a scrambling make pars kind of round. It was hit greens, two putt, all the way through the round. So he's got something left in him because, you know, that's great TV green golf with no scoring. What if he plays that same kind of golf with scoring? But as I said to you, Tom, honestly, I think if I was spending time on the course watching a group, I would spend it with DeChambeau and Schauffele. Schauffele is a guy that never finishes a major well. And this is a perfect scenario for him. And DeChambeau has been a discovery for me the time that I've been here this week, going into the interview room, listening to him, watching him play. He has such a changed individual, such a much more mature, measured individual, knows what's important in the game of golf now. And it's not Bryson DeChambeau that's important in the game of golf. It's playing golf.
That's well said. I notice it as well. And Bryson, are you kidding me with 18 yesterday? Unbelievable. I mean, he hits that one right off the club. That ball goes into the trees. And you've seen me do it a million times. I have to get my 5 or my 7 out, and I have to hit a little low shot back into the fairway, get myself in position. Then he holds a 77-yarder. Unreal.
He must have been
thinking about that all night. I'm excited for him. Maybe he can make a little run here.
And I'll give you a little item on DeChambeau. I found out yesterday. You know, he's playing a new set of irons this week. He has never played these irons before. And the reason he has never played these irons before, his irons are made on a 3D printer. And they needed to pass specifications to be legal. And they were never legal before this week. I talk about technology coming into the game of golf. I said, if Bryson would win here, the shot that he played with a magnificent club, he wouldn't have to donate that club. He could just print another one for him.
That's right. Absolutely. What are there any other sleepers? I mean, can Cameron Davis do something? He's only 5 shots back, Dan. Does he have the game to make a run?
He's got the length to make the run. I don't know if he has the background to do it, but I will say the twos can be a factor. It's easy to say, well, if Scotty goes out and shoots even par, they have to come and get him. Well, that's easier said than done. Although I think Scheffler is sort of a dangerous person to have at the top of the leaderboard to try to catch. But I think the twos are in it. You know, I looked to see what was going on, and Tom Kim is 5 under on his round through 12 holes. And the course on the front nine, we don't have an entire group in yet. The course on the front nine is playing a full stroke easier than it played yesterday. So, and the course conditions will firm up and get more difficult in that sense. But, the flags are just waving slightly. There's no real wind or anything out here. So I would go no deeper than the twos, but you better be pretty electric at 2 under to win this championship.
I see all those red numbers. I'm looking at it right now. You're absolutely right. Dan, just about a minute to go, but what's next for you? And I might. Catch you at Valhalla. I'm considering running over there because it's within driving distance for the PGA Championship. It's going to be there next month.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm not a big fan of the golf course, but I didn't do the PGA last year because Oak Hill was such a difficult destination, but I am looking forward to Valhalla. And seeing if what we talked about earlier, if Jordan Spieth consigns, I mean, Rory's got his nemesis here at Augusta. Jordan has it at the PGA. Both of these still young players have a sort of a mountain to climb in their mind.
Yeah, it's going to be something. Well, enjoy the round. It's going to be a terrific Sunday at the Masters. Always look forward to this and always look forward to our chats. Thanks for joining us.
Enjoyed it, Tom.
KMOX senior golf editor Dan Reardon. You can hear his reports tomorrow morning on Total Information AM. Always great to have KMOX represented at Augusta, something we have done for decades and we will continue to do. We have reached the end of the show. This show flies by too fast, Tyler. There's a lot going on. Nice job today. Tyler Rosen, our producer, jumping in for Drew Young as Sports on a Sunday Morning, sponsored by Graybar, and we come to you from the Stiefel Sports Studio. This was our guest list. This is a good list today. Ollie Marmol, Dan Reardon, Bernie Federko, we played a little bit of Josh Schertz, Lutz Fahnensteel, John Mozeliak. And then we came back with Dan Reardon. Thanks for joining us. Big day of sports today. Cardinal baseball on KMOX at 3:10.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.